This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The set by Evaldi, the 2-2 delivery, and a bouncing ball hit the first. Berger's got it. Underhands to Evaldi, and the ball game's over. Nathan with his third career shutout. He has blanked the Reds in Cincinnati 1-0.
That's another thing I may propose at 920. Maybe get rid of the fist pump.
Why?
Look, you mock it every day.
That's not me mocking it. That's the way I fist pump.
Age demographic. Jersey Shore's lame now. I don't know. I never get a text or tweet saying, I'm doing it. I'm not, I don't know. Firehouse, 9 a.m., maybe we judge it next time. I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Throwing things against the wall.
We'll go to the firehouse, we'll do it, and then we'll just see if people join in. You can't tell them to join in.
Yeah. Exactly. Yesterday, on your home for Rangers baseball, Nathan Evaldi responded. I bet on him because of Kevin Hagelin's underdog, and I knew he would come out strong. I did not know that he was going to throw the first complete game shutout of the Major League Baseball season. 8 strikeouts, no walks on 99 pitches. He was masterful. Wyatt Langford providing the solo home run. Rangers get the W, and they'll finish up in Cincinnati today at 11 a.m. on this station.
Yep. The only thing you'd like to see now is them to get the bats going a little bit because, you know, of the, I guess, six starts they've made, 4 of them have been pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. Like, really good. And you would just like to see the bats come alive a little bit. Other than that, like, he was masterful yesterday.
I was going to bet on Seager yesterday because I'm like, it's coming. When's it going to wake up? Bassick highlighted a pitch. He goes, when he's on, that's a home run. He wants to have that back. But Corey, so far, 176 on the season. No home runs, no runs, batted in. The OPS is 440.
Yeah, it's so early. I mean, you were looking at, and you know, the crummy thing is that this time of year, everything gets magnified.
Yeah.
The Braves are 0-6, okay? If they had lost 6 straight games in July, nobody even bats an eye at it, right? But the fact that you start 0-6, you're still waiting for that first win. You're maybe pressing a little bit. You start off slow. If you go into a 3-for-30 slump in August, nobody cares. You go to a 3-for-30 slump to start the year, your batting average stinks. You feel like you can never crawl out of that hole.
Yeah.
So it just magnifies things a little bit. And the reverse with Evaldi, I mean, he started out so hot. And this is going to carry with him for a while, right? You know, even if he has a bad start, like everyone's going to carry the first couple of starts. Just mentally, it's a perception that will carry through that. And he has deserved all the accolades that he has gotten over the first 2 starts because he has been, you know, the best. I mean, find me a pitcher who has been better than him.
12 pitchers in Major League Baseball have made at least 2 starts this season. And Nathan Evaldi is the only one of the 12 who has not walked a batter yet this year. He's been fantastic. 17 strikeouts to 0 walks through 2 starts.
A pretty good strikeout to walk ratio.
7 hits allowed in 15 innings. He's been just masterful.
And now with, you know, also, they needed this because of the night before. Because the bullpen had to come out and throw, you know, 6 innings. And then when you factor in the Malley outing from over the weekend where the bullpen had to throw 7 1/3 innings, You know, you're talking about 13 innings thrown in just two games. Also, DeGrom did not go deep, and Leiter didn't go deep because that was by design because they weren't going to go more than five innings.
And Leiter will have start number two today.
We'll see. We'll see what he has, if he has the same kind of stuff. You know,
any of these odds that I showed you to bet on that you liked?
I didn't love them. I didn't think the odds were good enough to go with. But
I'm thinking maybe first inning strikeout, but we'll see. I need to put my phone down maybe for a day and not gamble.
No?
Yeah.
How many days in a row are you on?
Probably like three. Okay. But also the weekend.
Yeah.
With the tournament game, Luca screwed me. He screwed me over. No wonder Nico got rid of his ass. But man, it makes watching a baseball game so much more fun.
So much better. And I had a little action, a little juice last night. The individual team totals. Yeah, I love those. You get those first hit of the game ones. That's where you get a little squirrely.
Yeah.
Have you gambled more in the last like month than you had like your life before that? Because it seems like I've never known you walk up on a show to gamble.
I got in a bad. I was seeing my wife is in the car. This is before her.
Before her.
But Choppy remembers. I mean, I wasn't getting any juice out of $50 here. I mean, I was like 500. And parlays and tying them together is during the Patriots run. So it was a while back. But then I'm trying to play catch up. I lost. You lose in the night. You try to make it up in the second half, further in the hole. And I was like, I need to be done with this.
Got to be done. You got to have a filter. You got to know when to say when.
And that baseball bat came for Sean's knees that he's like, I'm in too deep.
That's right.
You start to get in trouble. You start to chase.
Yes,
you see you got like four or five games going that day, and you lose the first one. You see you're going to lose it, and you chase. You bet the second half or whatever. Yeah. Now, take your loss and go to the next
game. My gambling just went to the stock market, and that's turned out wonderful. Diamond Cavs with RJ Choppy on the home of the Rangers.
This is a sad one. We talked about this last week when you were out, but they think they know how Brett Gardner's son died, Bobby.
Oh, gosh.
They believe it was carbon monoxide poisoning. Their room was next to a maintenance room, and the maintenance room had like a malfunction to it, and they believe the authorities are saying he had elevated carbon monoxide in his system.
Lawsuit.
The entire family could have died here. Now, the resort is saying that there is no carbon monoxide in the room, that they tested it. They found none of that in the room. But holy cow, I mean, this thing keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Get that carbon monoxide detector, DFW security. I had to add that. Yeah. I'm like, okay, what if a kid goes by and knocks the gas stove on? It's click, 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 click. You're not home or you're overnight. And just any type of gas anywhere, get that security detection, that notification.
That would make some sense, I guess, is when you talk about a 14-year-old, you just wake up and you're like, you know, your 14-year-old's passed away, that would be an easy explanation for it. But the weird thing is just how everybody else was sick. Before that, because weren't they sick before they had gone to bed that night?
And I wonder, like, you know, was his room next to it? Like, they were all sick because they were all breathing it in. It made him nauseated, but he got the room that may have been close to it. His room was adjacent to the mechanical room, and they found high levels of carbon monoxide contamination according to early tests. But you're right, man. That is a lawsuit. I thought they were the best fans in baseball. That's what I thought. I have heard over and over and over again that the St. Louis Cardinals, the middle American miscreants, as I call them, you know, they are having record low attendance. But I thought they were the best fans ever. They supported their team through thick and thin. They didn't boo. Well, last year, they had the worst attendance since the new stadium opened. And this year, they are already at it again. They had the lowest announced attendance ever in the history of Busch Stadium.
Wow.
Look at that. Look at that. You Cardinal fans.
How bad are they supposed to be?
They're not great at all. They're not. I mean, last year, I'm trying to think of last year. I thought they were like close to 500 last year. They finished 83-79 last year.
Yeah, they finished 10 games back in the Central.
Yeah, and like so that's not that bad. And this year, they're in first place. But their fans, these great Cardinal fans, they're not happy with, you know, just winning three out of every five games. You know, a 60%, 600 winning percentage isn't good enough for them. and they had their lowest announced attendance ever at Busch Stadium.
I wonder why.
I think they're just not happy with the ownership. They're not spending. They're still playing competitive baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like they're a bad franchise.
I mean, we're 30 years removed from the Aussie bump. People are just, you know, they're no longer getting that pull.
Because I think of them like a Green Bay Packer fan base. They're always just going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers, Cardinals, like just, it's ingrained. San Francisco Giants, maybe.
Right.
Like they're just going to be there and show up.
Especially,
not happening.
Especially because they don't have a basketball team. They lost their football team. Like that's what they're about, is their baseball team.
And it's not even miserable weather yet. They're in St. Louis. It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. But right now, it's 74, 70 degrees.
They have two losing seasons since 2000. And they had the lowest crowd in Busch Stadium history.
That's a shame.
Speaking of a shame, it is a shame what they are doing with the Sacramento / Oakland A's.
This is funny.
Light the beam.
So they are playing their games in Sacramento because they have left Oakland. They are moving to Vegas, we think. I'm not sure. I'll believe it when I see it. But they're playing a couple of years, at least two, probably three, in Sacramento. So what is going on here? Well, they had a little makeshift shed that I'm sure that some hardware store erected for them the day before. That's what they're going to do all their press conferences. I hope it's air conditioned because it's about 100 degrees in Sacramento in the middle of summer. But you see these poor Chicago Cub players in the middle of innings having to do the jog, walk, sprint of shame to left field to use the toilet.
Oh.
Like, you knew all off season that you were going to go and you were going to be playing games in a minor league baseball park. You knew all off season.
Yeah.
Could you not have erected a porta potty there? I mean, put something. Could you not have built a bathroom?
So they're running across the field?
Yeah. So the visiting team, the way it is at this stadium, the visiting team is on the first base dugout. So they've got to run to left field. Left field is where their clubhouses are. So there's no bathroom in the dugout. They've got to run to left field to poop.
By the way, can I just say how much I hate road team on the first base side? I don't like when you split the dugout like that. It's just, it doesn't feel natural.
Did you see the UFC fighter the other night? The woman in the corner going, I have to poop. I have to poop. And they're like, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, and you can go. You got one more round.
You mean Lupi Godinez?
You're doing amazing. You got one more round. You got 5 minutes. You do this all day. Here's your mouth guard. You do this all day. 5 minutes. You can kill it in 5 minutes, okay? You got 5 minutes left. Be smart.
Nah, I could imagine a worse thing.
Belly shots. That's all you need to do. Just kick to the gut with her the rest of the fight, and you're going to win. Yeah.
There was a UFC girl who did do that in the middle of the ring not too long ago. I need to poop. Not too long ago. She did it in the middle of the ring. Like, she got choked out and lost all control over bodily functions. But, I mean, these poor players. I mean, make them a bathroom. You had all off season. Make them a bathroom there. How long is that? Does it take a weekend?
I'd still rather run across the field and let everyone know what I'm doing than go in a porter potty if it's not number one. I can't. I never have and never will.
One time.
What about the ones the Cowboys have at Oxnard? Those like more luxurious porter potties. That I could go in,
yes,
I think.
The problem with that is there's no water in the toilet.
Oh, it's disgusting.
I don't know.
It's a dry flush.
It's a dry flush. And you get like, it's a round bowl. I need an oblong comfort size, man. I need an oblong bowl.
Have you ever made contact with a porta potty seat?
No,
I did the hover.
You do the hover.
You got to do the hover.
All right.
You got to do the hover.
It's like you're Jonah Heim back.
I mean, I walk in there and I will, I have to go one, because if I went two, I have to hold my breath the entire time I'm in a porta potty. So
I had to do that with you today.
I can hold my breath long enough when I go that's fine. But the second one, no, I couldn't. I couldn't hold my breath that long.
It's a long time.
And then you know what I also have? This is, I'm engaging in way too much disgusting talk that I normally don't like. Bobby was in the restroom, and I was in there just holding my breath because I didn't even want to risk it. But then, you know, I always have a fear when I walk out in the hallway, the first breath that I take, I'm like, is it caught? Is it caught in my nostrils? See? Is it still in my system?
Now you know why I won't shower.
And you can't.
I need 2 hours for it to clear.
And you can't breathe through your mouth because you taste it.
Oh!
Gross.
Diamond calves. Oh, with only the way RJ Choppy can do it. On your home of the Rangers, Jack Leiter, start number two on the mound today, 11 a.m. pregame. The KNC Masterpiece will get you right there. We let the Tolos be brutally honest about the show. We listen to your feedback and suggestions. next.
After we get you up to Gaylord, Michigan, the Gaylord Golf Mecca. Every single year, this will be year number 14, that I have made the summer journey up to Gaylord, Michigan, a 2.5 hour flight, Dallas-Fort Worth to Traverse City, hour drive. If you're a golfer, if you're an outdoorsman, this is the absolute getaway for you. It's the best guys trip you'll ever go on. It's great for you and the lady, too, because a lot of cool spots up there in northern Michigan. But this is about golf, boys and girls. GaylordGolfMecca.com. If you're a golfer, if you love to go on these guys' golf trips every summer, try this one out. I promise you, you are going to absolutely love it. Stay and play packages online, GaylordGolfMecca.com. 17 championship courses, the best par 3 course you're ever going to play. I mean, they've had Lee Trevino and Phil Mickelson. They've had tons of players go up there and play these this par 3 golf course. But it's fantastic. Some of the best designers in the world. And if you're not into golf, it's great for, you know, fishing and being outdoors, camping, hiking, all the works. And the weather is fantastic. The average summer temperature in Gaylord, Michigan, 72 degrees. I don't have to tell you what the average summer temperature is here in DFW. You know it's pushing triple digits. GaylordGolfMecca.com. GaylordGolfMecca.com. I enjoyed Boston. You should take the train instead of the Uber. It's way cheaper. Save some cash.
I'll be a Saudi out there. I'll be in the south in Boston.
Saudi? I think it's a Southie.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's called a Saudi.
Saudi.
Show and review. We got to look in the mirror every year.
Yeah.
Bobby Belt does the homework. Props to Roberto. All the little things, all the small things. Like the Ben Wallace of the morning show. Doing the dirty work, cleaning up the glass here on Sean and RJ. It's our third annual morning show review with the Tolo Listener Survey. We did part one at 8 a.m. and here is part two. Actually, you know what? I do want to say something. This is really, really serious. I'm not going to say his full name because of sensitivity, but Tolo Brian at 8:05 this morning sent me a DM. Please keep my family in your prayers. Found out yesterday my younger sister took her own life yesterday morning. Tolo family can get me through anything, though. So I'm not going to say his full name, but thinking of you, Brian, awful. Wow. Obviously that's awful. Terrible. Hard that's to come terrible. Up with any words for that.
That's terrible. Thinking about you, Brian. Okay, so this survey that we do, we reach out, and basically you guys have the opportunity, whether you go through the Facebook page or in some instances, some of you requested the link directly, I sent it to you, or if you subscribe to the mail-out feature that we have, then you got this directly in your inbox. So we continue to get responses to it, but I started tallying the data when we got to 107 responses to the survey where we ask you just various things about the show, things you like, things you don't like. And now we get to the part of the survey that touched on the sports / teams that the listeners don't want covered.
And I'll recap the first half real quick. Mm-hmm. Ask Reddit, favorite segment, Tuesdays, 7:40. Maybe we do that twice in a show or a second day.
Or the whole expressway.
Or the whole, that's a long time. Below the belt and the payload, getting some high marks. Yeah, and baby. The payload was created because of last year's listener survey. Maybe we give Peyton another segment so he can, you know, see Alec Medford in the distance instead of just being separate rooms.
Yeah. Right now, you guys, he's past the curvature of the earth if you believe in that sort of thing.
Thinking I about do. Below the belt at 9 a.m. instead of 8:40. We need to keep you out of work as long as possible. Neighborhood watch, Thursday, 7:40, maybe a little questionable. And a sports to lifestyle split of 75-25. That's... Those were the main takeaways I had from part one.
Yeah, pretty much. That pretty much covers all of it. Now, on the sports / teams listeners don't want covered, there were 107 responses. And I'm going to count up, okay? So, in tied for fifth place was soccer / the Cowboys.
This is what they want to hear the most?
This is what they don't want to hear.
Don't.
Six people gave that answer for those. Because, yeah, you're going to have six people just go, I'm tired of the Cowboys, I don't want to hear them.
Yeah. I've been tired of the Cowboys the past 2 weeks.
Tied for third with seven replies was non-local stuff and the WNBA. Second is the Stars with eight votes out of 107. And then first, number one, running away. Second was the Stars with eight. Number one with 32 votes. The Dallas Mavericks.
Wow.
There was a lot of stuff in here about, these were some of the replies we got. Jeff in Fort Worth, Mavs now that they are absolute trash, bleep Nico. Rodney and Pert, Mavs unless it's more misery. Wes and Fate, fire Nico. Susan in North Richland Hills, right now Mavs, fire Nico. We got a lot of fire Nico in the survey responses. people are clearly pissed at the Dallas Mavericks right now.
Rightfully so.
But what do we do about that? Like, my plan, and I try to listen to a lot of this and even make changes and adjustments to the show off of it. My plan was to watch the NBA playoffs because of Luka. Is that going to cause more bitterness, more angst? Do we not talk about what the team looks like with Anthony Davis? The continuous mistakes that Dumont and Nico make PR-wise? Like, you can't not talk hockey and basketball with the Cowboys not playing and middling.
You had over 50% that did want stars. There was a big increase in stars. So I think people understand we've got to reference Mavs. I think what they're saying is I don't want entire segments on the Mavs right now, just until they get past the I'm angry at them right now.
Yeah.
And like I said, a lot of it was no Mavs.
That's going to be next season too.
No Mavs.
Probably after that.
And the problem the Mavs put themselves in, and then I think the fans are reflecting this. You know, nothing. Why am I investing in them right now? Why would I emotionally invest in the Dallas Mavericks? Anthony Davis is not going to be here that long. Kyrie Irving is not going to be here that long. Why would I invest? Why would I emotionally invest in something? Fans, we have reached a point in the world where, like, time is of the essence, and you know, what you decide you're going to put your money and your energy to, the threshold's higher now. And so why would I invest in the Mavericks if I was a fan?
Yeah, and I think
we had to cover the Luka trade.
You got to cover the trade, no doubt. Individual games at this point. You know, like, do you cover the NBA Finals?
Talk about the Lakers?
I think it's difficult for them to hear.
I mean, a lot of people, I think a lot of what this says is they don't want the Mavs celebrated right now. Is what they don't want. They don't want to talk about, like, everything's all cool. Like, let's do a segment on how good is Max Christie. Like, they don't care right now. That's I think where they're at with some of the responses that we got on this. But that was the runaway winner in this one. There's a lot of angry Mavericks fans. In fact, right now, if you combine the responses that said Stars, Cowboys, and Rangers, those answers total equal up to half of the number of people that said Mavericks. So not a great thing. All right,
Jake Rietma, get ready.
What is your favorite thing about the show? And listeners could provide multiple answers. It was not multiple choice. They just were given a box where they could fill it out. Okay. So these are kind of summaries of what they had to say. 101 replies on this one. Number one answer was chemistry. 45% said chemistry. Mark said it's the chemistry. I went through a dark patch a few years ago. You guys literally gave me a reason to wake up every day. Wanted to hear what you were going to say. I'll always be one of your biggest fans. Love y'all. Edgar in Cedar Hill said they make me all feel like family. All of them are amazing. You had Jordan in Dayton, Ohio. He said, I like the camaraderie between the guys. It feels like the conversations I would have sitting around with my friends. Number two on this was banter. So when we go back and forth, tied for third was personalities, like the individual personalities, and then the personal relatable aspect of it. And then in fifth place, it was the jokes/humor. And so a lot of people saying, oh, you guys crack me up. Katie and Queen said the humor and personalities of everyone on the show. Some sports radio is so dry and the hosts are annoying. I feel like I'm entertained. Know you guys and get a lot of info all rolled into one show.
You're appreciated.
All right, now the one that's going to sting. What is your least favorite thing about the show? And again, listeners could provide multiple answers. 82 replies on this. 36 gave a unique answer. 36 of these, so there was no crossover. They just gave something that was really specific. There was one runaway number one winner. Hosts missing / show impact when someone's missing.
Oh.
So here's some of what we got here. Ricky in Mansfield said,
my daughter's fault.
The massive amount of days off, there's no more chemistry. In fact, Ricky went on in his general feedback a little bit later on to say, been listening since day one, back before Sean and RJ began, been through different add-ons to the show from Jasmine to Roy, and it's always been a fun show. Lately, it's been the opposite. Y'all are taking more time off than you're actually there. It's not enjoyable or fun no more. So that was a little brutal from Ricky.
So this is an all-time great, really nerdy sports radio entertainment discussion. What do you do? Do you have everyone take off? You either have everyone take off the same weeks or you try to keep two-thirds of the team there.
Two-thirds.
So it's not too much of a change. To me, it's an all-time great. If you go to a broadcast convention, I would bring this up as an all-time great sports radio debate. What do? Have everyone out or have two of the three or three of the four there so that there's still some semblance of normalcy?
Yeah.
It's a great topic.
The issue with like the everyone out at the same time is like at Christmas, you could do it. Everybody wants to have a Christmas time. Everyone's vacations in the summer are different. Like, my vacations in the summer are based around
baseball. Yeah, we would have to base ours on RJ's honeymoon.
My honeymoon. Yeah. Or, like, in the summer, like, the baseball.
Yeah.
When my kids are playing baseball, when they're not. Or when you have a child.
Yeah, right.
Or when Bobby decides to talk to his family for 3 days.
Yeah.
And go to Arkansas.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's just difficult.
Jake in Kinston said, when one of the three hosts are out, it feels like it did when one of your friends was absent from school one day.
Oh.
John in Odessa said, how one of the four guys is always off. I find it rare when all four of you are present lately. Mm. So that's it. I get it. That was the overwhelming answer, though, in the thing you don't like. Also in here, Bobby's Dak love got three votes. Michael in Colleyville said, Bobby and his dig in Dak takes. He's gotten better for sure. He's growing on me, but man, he was insufferable at the beginning.
Yeah, move on.
Yep. Preach, Mike.
We got
move on.
We got three people who said the 5:30 segment going away was something they didn't like.
Well, Billy, that's never coming back, so get over that.
I'm sorry, it's coming back for one day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there is that. And here you go. Two people. Sean beating up on Bobby. You beat up on me, Sean. Roxanne in Mansfield says, whenever Sean beats up on Bobby.
Roxanne?
Yeah, Roxanne. She said, but then again, I don't like when my own children beat up on each other. So
yeah.
There is that.
And was there another comment about it?
About that specific one? That, not in the little summary I made. It's all in the big results, but that was the one that I pulled over there.
Part of it's intentional to where you can't tell, but I go back and forth with Bobby because I can go back and forth with Bobby. But I consider we have like a sibling relationship.
Yeah.
There's Bobby's my guy. All right.
You ain't punching the freaking face.
Oh.
So when we do take it to like higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher levels, Choppy, you can attest to it. It's not really serious.
When Sean and I used to fight back in the old days, it never carried over into the break.
It doesn't carry over, but when I'm yelling at Bobby, like I even view it as less harmful as like if I yell at you. Like, yeah, we have like a 1 out of 10, 2 out of 10 sensitivity level with it, but with Bobby, it's like I know. It's hard to explain.
I egg it on. I like it. I like when I can draw you off sides. I like the hard count. That was a response from like three people.
I also want to yell at Bobby more because I know that so many more dislike Bobby.
People dislike Bobby a lot.
You know?
That's okay. Maybe these numbers didn't show that if we dig in a little bit. We also got three responses that said caller segments. They just don't like whenever we go to full segments that are listener calls. So that's some of the stuff there. General feedback. Number one, these are summaries of things they had to say. Number one was keep up the great work. Two was y'all are awesome. Three, love the show. Fourth, with seven responses. Out of the 107, seven people gave across the idea, we want more Peyton. Peyton's great.
Seven,
give us more Peyton.
The seven smartest people in the world.
And then
did anybody say they want more Alec?
No.
Wrong show. Okay.
There was not no Alec on there at all.
See, there you go, Peyton.
Just behind that, though, with five people, they still bring this up. There were five people who said, bring back life hacks. That was their general feedback, was we want life hacks back. We got five of that. Under the favorite segment, there were three people who said, I know it's gone, but life hacks is still my favorite segment. So people love it. Peyton got it canceled.
You know,
we can bring back semi-ethical.
I honestly don't think it's that big a deal. Yeah. I don't remember why it got originally canceled.
I do.
Like, I do.
We can maybe do, was it Peyton's fault?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can maybe do Friday life hacks at 7:40. And we'll figure out maybe how to play around with a second Peyton segment.
It wasn't.
How's Peyton going to be the winner of this 2 years in a row?
Well, Well, he was tied for the least favorite segment. So. Oh,
people like underdogs. Underdog story. They like the underdog. He's Cinderella. He's Caitlin Clark.
I did not like when he said when we got the feedback on here that said when one of the four hosts is missing.
Yeah, you're not a host.
Whoa, what is that? Four hosts. Host 6:40 on Thursdays.
Yeah, and then you don't work the rest of the week from there.
Yeah, there you go. It's Dwight Powell.
One of the stars with the Mav Stars.
Thank you all for the participation. Send us any extra feedback. We're copying and pasting the text to put in an email for us all to go over as well. We need to pick up this 9 to 10. So we need to figure out how to get you out of work leading into the KNC masterpiece here on Sean and RJ. Let's crosstalk with the fellows before Ranger baseball after this.
Signed as an undrafted player. There's a swing and there's a high drive by Langford to deep left. Dunn is back at the wall. He's looking up, and that ball is history. In the first row above the 12-foot-high wall in straightaway left field. And the Rangers take a 1-0 lead on a towering home run by Wyatt Langford.
The only run support that Nathan Eovaldi would need here on your home for Rangers baseball. 11 o'clock pregame this morning for Jack Leiter's second start in Cincinnati. We crosstalk with a KNC masterpiece. Good morning, Corey Majors. What could be coming up?
Dude, this is the biggest hour of the day. Honestly, I mean, dead serious. This is going to be great content right here. Well, I mean, it is what it is, Sean.
Oh, my God.
At 10 o'clock, Kevin asked the question yesterday.
All of a sudden,
hey, look at that. At 10 o'clock, Kevin asked the question yesterday to Bochy. And Bochy said, you know what? Nate Eovaldi, go out there and pitch a shutout. So we'll play the audio from what Bochy told. It's exactly what he said.
Really?
He told him to.
That's the goal every day.
Yeah. And so we did that. Right? We do that at 10.
Do you think they still say that in the clubhouse?
I think the goal every start for a pitcher is a pitch shutout.
Or no hitter.
Wait, perfect game.
Yeah. Perfect game, yeah. That's the goal. You don't want to give up anything.
So wait, Bochy said that yesterday?
Tuesday.
And y'all are going to play it again today? So you're replaying a segment, Hagee.
I can replay the whole thing if you want.
Well, that's Corey's idea, not my idea.
That's
not my idea.
I'm surprised y'all didn't use the audio from our show that we had with Bochy where we played, and he was like, yeah, he's going to go out there and pitch no-hitter, basically.
Peyton didn't put it on the cut sheet, so he must not have found it worthy.
Oh. Okay. He has Alec blocked, so he doesn't get any of his emails.
Are you guys having a condiment fight?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah. So somebody on TikTok, I saw this one last night, and it was the dumbest thing I'd ever heard. He was like, I'm with a bunch of idiots at lunch right now who are trying to tell me chocolate syrup is a condiment. And they're like, it is. And he goes, no, it's not. And that's, I didn't know I was sitting here having lunch with Willy Wonka and the Oompa Loompas. No, it's not. And I agree. Chocolate syrup is not a condiment. Now Choppy's starting to argue
I don't have a hot take on it either way. I think it is.
I think it goes on
a food.
Give me three examples of condiments. How do you define condiment?
Let me define condiment real quick.
Now,
according to Wikipedia,
a condiment is a preparation added to food, typically after cooking, to enhance flavor, complement a dish, or impart a specific taste, such as sweetness, pungency, or sharpness.
So on a sundae or whatever.
Right.
If I put little peanut crumbles on it, peanuts are a condiment?
Yes.
In that instance, like sprinkles, chocolate sprinkles are a condiment.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. On the Wikipedia page under chocolate syrup, it says it is a sweet chocolate flavored condiment.
It's not a condiment. Condiments are not for dessert. Condiments are only like savory things, not sweet.
So cherries?
No.
Like sprinkles, though, that's the best example.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a condiment. I call it a topping. There's a difference. I think toppings and condiments are different.
Toppings and condiments.
Give me your top three condiments.
I would be willing to change my
I want to hear what your definition is.
Like the three that, when I think of what a condiment is, what are the three that, ketchup, mustard, mayo.
So there's three condiments.
No, he said name me three.
Okay, but like, so it has to go on a burger or a hot dog.
Barbecue sauce.
If it is savory, it's a condiment. If it's sweet, it's a topping.
Okay, so like onions, like a sprinkled on would be a topping.
Yeah.
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 So you don't think, when you go to breakfast, you get waffles.
Mm-hmm.
The syrup there is not a condiment.
No. It's a topping.
No, but it's stupid. On the table.
It's next to the condiments.
It's on the table.
It's the sweet equivalent of ketchup.
If it's on the table when you arrive at the restaurant.
Whipped cream.
That's a condiment.
Is whipped cream a condiment?
I don't just put whipped cream on food.
That actually is considered a topping.
I think whipped cream's more of a topping.
Yeah, whipped cream's a topping.
Those topping on Ali's pizza.
Kevin.
Yeah, baby. That's right.
Top two Val Kilmer moments, who passed away last night.
I mean, you got to say Top Gun, right?
I mean, it was a very erotic scene, yes.
It can't be the second one.
It's not as erotic as...
Pretty erotic,
No, it is erotic. Look.
What?
He was amazing in the second one.
It wasn't even him talking, Bobby told me. He was there for a second.
What?
They propped him up.
Okay,
Had the AI talk.
Quick question, though. What is a more erotic scene?
What?
The volleyball scene in Top Gun or the running scene in Rocky 3?
Oh, they're hugging.
And they splash in the water together in their shorty shorts and stuff.
You know, I feel that shirtless with jeans on is a little bit more erotic than...
Is that right?
Yeah, than I think so. Than a couple of guys who were just running.
Where does the tent scene in Brokeback Mountain stack up with those?
It's Tombstone and Willow. All right, those are the two
Willow.
Best.
Willow!
Yeah. Those are the two best versions of Val Kilmer.
I would say Top Gun and Tombstone.
Okay, I didn't know Willow.
I remember Willow.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of his version of Jim Morrison, The Doors.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I don't know if I've ever seen that movie.
True Romance was a great movie.
Are you crapping on his Batman?
No, I actually...
I love the one with nipples.
He's fourth.
No, that was...
Was that Clooney?
Did they have nipples in the third one? I thought that was Clooney that had the nipples on the bat suit. Look, Joel Schumacher decided to go in a totally different direction. I think Batman Forever is criminally underrated.
Yeah, it's good.
Sure, Batman and Robin is trash, but Batman Forever is solid.
The bat nipples are the rubber nipples that appeared on the bat suit in 1995, Batman Forever, Batman and Robin 1997. Like the choice became one of both ridicule and fascination. Count RJ and fascination.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was solid as Batman.
Roger Ebert called him the most criminally underrated leading man of the 90s.
Ooh. Interesting. Kind of the 80s, too, because he did like Real Genius and stuff like that.
Who else could be in the underrated 90s category?
I don't know. I guess a lot of the stuff I think of with Val Kilmer in it, I don't think of him as lead. Top Gun, he was not the lead. Tombstone, it was kind of an ensemble thing. He was in Heat. He was not the lead in Heat.
Oh, man. Heat is a badass movie. I'm changing my vote from Tombstone to Heat. That movie rules.
You know who they found he's been underrated as time went on because he was really good in a movie a couple years ago where he became an overweight dude. Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser, yeah.
Brendan Fraser.
That movie was gross.
The whale?
I
never saw it.
I never saw it. The Mummy. I love the Mummy movies.
I do too.
They're great.
They're great.
They're so good.
I can't help it. Look,
terrible.
If there's some, there's some discovery you make, and then some scientists or museum people need like 15 minutes to explain what's going on, I'm probably in on you.
Zach Wilczek is weighing in. You know, this is basically Zach's role on his show, Top 10 Lists. So he says, I love this debate. Chocolate syrup is... absolutely a condiment.
There we go.
A topping or add-on is a condiment. What is the difference? Mustard is a topping on a burger or a hot dog, Bobby.
Okay, yeah. Let's all go. What's your favorite pizza condiment? You guys weigh in now on the fan text.
Parmesan.
Parmesan or red pepper flakes.
Yeah, red pepper flakes.
In your mouth.
Ranch.
Literally.
And I guess, you know, if you have the marinara sauce to dip, I mean, that's a condiment there.
Yeah, like Detroit-style pizza. That's a condiment, the sauce at that point, yeah.
What you just said about...
In your mouth?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought that was very humorous.
Yeah, this has been a very Rocky 3 segment for Sean, talking about the in the mouth. And then what was the other thing you were saying a few minutes ago about nuts or something, I think?
So our Twitter debate we're having with Atola right now, who is more recognizable just looking at them? Micah Parsons or Justin Jefferson?
Helmet off, no jersey.
Justin Jefferson.
You think more fans, NFL fans would recognize him?
I've seen him more, like I see him a lot, and I'm just like, I know exactly who he is all the time. Yeah.
If he walked in here, I'd give him a cookie. I'd be like, who's this skinny dude?
I know what about a condiment.
If he walked in here, though, he's probably wearing some weird glasses and got a huge grill. Like, you're going to
see
him.
So you watch Netflix, I think.
I did watch The Receiver, yes.
What do you think?
I was going to say Micah.
Yeah. And also, y'all are all local. Well, I mean, that makes sense. You're trying to, you know, appease to the local audience. I get it. I heard the survey.
Like, you've never done that one.
All right, give me your top takeaway from the Tolo survey, Corey.
75% sports is what we do on this station, and that's what they want. They want 75% sports and 25% lifestyle.
Agreed.
And the Stars, I think part of the reason you guys have had, besides Bassett leaving and a surge in ratings, is more Stars coverage. They want more Stars than Mavericks.
I mean, look, but that makes sense in this moment.
Right now,
I'm not saying that'll make sense next season or whatever. Like, I have no idea how it's going to go. But this is the team that right now you're like, they could do it. Like, they could win it all. Now, hopefully the Rangers can too, but we're a really long way away from that.
Yeah.
What about a second segment for Peyton Russell?
Did that get approved?
Sounds like the 20-year-olds want that, right?
It's being contemplated. What'd you say, Corey?
The 20-year-olds want that? Is that what I was gathering? Is they like him?
So, 25 to 30. He's generally...
Someone texted and said the 7 voting against it was the foreigners.
he said he was going to be Saudi.
If you're a true listener... No, gather the foreigners.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a true listener, you know the joke. It can't be offensive.
I'll support this segment if you do the right thing this time and call it WrestleMania.
Well, see,
I'm not a wrestling guy, though. I don't care about wrestling. So
here's the thing.
And would it be a sports or more lifestyle?
That's it.
That's the conundrum.
He's already got his payload segment, which is kind of lifestyle off the wall. If he gets another one, should it be sports? And if so, then what do you call it?
Can Peyton Sports.
Pay time.
Alex, are all sport? How's it? Did
no,
he
it's
up?
A mix.
Yeah. Okay.
But every one of them is a pretty good mix. You got question of the day, then there's usually some sports audio.
Did Spittle pull that comparison yet? Did we get the numbers?
No, we have not.
Alec versus Peyton?
I don't think so.
Hey, Peyton, how about First Pate if it's your sports segment?
First Pate?
Mm-hmm.
No, first man, we're not going to mimic ESPN on that.
No, we referenced payload. There's got to be some play on words with Peyton or Russell.
Is payload off ESPN?
No, I'm just saying in general, we got to find some sort of play on words with something.
Yeah, and not ESPN. Listen to what I said. You're like, but we did the payload, which is in no way affiliated with ESPN.
He listens to the beaten up thing, and then he doesn't listen.
Yeah,
you hear that, Tolos? Yeah, he's not listening to your feedback about stop beating up on me.
All right. Enjoy Rangers baseball. Jack Leiter, second start. Heck, I know Kevin and Corey are going to be enjoying.
I got a great question for you once we get a break, too.
Oh, you do,
Dude? Why are you doing that? Why? Now the listeners like, what do they want to
do?
Do you want
to ask that question on air?
Yeah, I do.
In the next segment,
I want to hear it on air.
No, you don't.
Just ask it.
Just ask
it.
You don't want.
What does it have to do with?
Is it the one you asked G-Bag yesterday?
Yes.
No. Don't. Don't. Yes. Don't let him do this.
That
on
is
air.
Absolutely
do not.
The KSC Bass is next on the Fan.
I don't know.